Hello, teens on the internet. You're listening to Jeff from Snack Point Charlie on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, home of the hits.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by The Country Shepherd, a construction consultation and client representation service for custom residential projects and maintenance. The Country Shepherd advises clients on every element of their renovation, ground up build or remodel, from hiring the right craftsman to managing timelines to locating the exact materials that their clients require. Founder Jeff Wilcox has been building custom residences since 1990 in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, and Italy. For more information, visit thecountryshepherd.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Henry Lowengard in Kingston, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You got to try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great. That place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
On Wednesday, March 20th, more than 500 climate activists rallied in Albany at the Capitol in support of the New York Renew's Climate, Jobs, and Justice package, which they want included in New York State's 2024 budget. The package includes $1 billion for climate initiatives around New York State, including the 100% Renewable Capital Act, the New York HEAT Act, the Climate Change Superfund Act, and the Just Energy Transition Act. While much of the HEAT Act to require state agencies to comply with the climate goals of the CLCPA was included in the governor's proposed budget, advocates are pushing for the entire act and to be in the final budget, particularly the cap on utility bills at 6% of income. The Senate did include the Superfund Act to require large polluters to pay $3 billion a year for the damages they have caused, as well as the 100% Renewable Capital Act. We hear from a number of speakers, including Theodore Moore, the executive director of LINE, Dawn Wells Clyburn of PUSH Buffalo, Rami Dinawi, environmental justice coordinator of El Puente, and Sebastian David Baez, just transition coordinator of UpRose.
My name is Theo Moore. I'm the executive director of LINE. To call on our elected leaders to make a choice, are you with Team Climate Justice? Or are you on the side of inaction and Team Fossil Fuel? It's a very clear choice that folks have to make leading up to the final budget. Make sure that they understand the choices that they're about to make and, quite frankly, the ramifications of their choices as well. We're not just here because we, you know, wanted to come to Albany. We're here because there are dire consequences to not acting right now. A lot of times we'll hear, we'll wait till next year, we'll get it done next year. We can't wait any longer. First, I want to bring up the executive director of PUSH Buffalo.
I'm here with y'all today to ring the alarm on the fossil fuel industry and tell them that their time is up. I'm also here to strongly encourage our elected official, Governor Hochul, demonstrate courageous leadership. Now, you can't do something partway. You got to do it all the way. You can't have the New York HEAT Act and then decide that you're just going to do a portion of it. You got to do the whole thing. Not only that, in 2019, we fought hard to implement the Community Protection and Climate Law, right? We fought hard and we won. But what good is the law if it's not fully funded? So we need to have it funded. We need the Climate, Jobs, and Justice package completely in the budget. We're at a critical moment, not only because know what we're up against. We know we have to reduce the greenhouse gases. But in Buffalo, New York, in Western New York, in upstate, where people tend to like not know what's going on except for the Buffalo Bills and the blizzards, right? We have climate and housing emergencies on top of each other. And not that we're unique, but it's particularly challenging right now, and we need them to step up and deliver on the promises that they made when they said they were going to implement and fund this law. We the people, everyday folks like me, see in real time the impact of the climate crisis despite those campaign promises. We're fed up, we're sick and tired, and sick and tired of being sick and tired. Our communities are struggling as we're being, if we put the New York Heat Act into effect, that will allow the PSC to do their job. In Erie County alone, residents are paying more than 6% of their income for heating and cooling. That ain't right. We have some of the oldest housing stock in the country. We call them Swiss cheese houses, so we don't have good insulation. We need to make sure that we're pressing our elected officials to pass these acts and to get our funding in order. Buffalo is also the third poorest city in the country. Considering that there's an average median income of $45,000, when you calculate the 6%, that is a lot of money going out the door. People have to make a decision whether to heat their homes, cool their homes, or get prescriptions. That ain't right. That ain't right. I want to ask, Governor Hochul, what side are y'all on? Team climate justice or fossil fuel?
Climate justice!
What side are we on?
Climate justice!
That's really the point, and we've been seeing such extreme weather from Brooklyn to Buffalo. Extreme blizzards in Buffalo, torrential downpours in Brooklyn, all across the board, all up and down the Hudson Valley, Central New York, the North Country, Western New York, the Finger Lakes, Long Island. Everyone is feeling the effects. Whether it's extreme cold in the winter, extreme heat in the summer. What is going on? How many more signs do we need? How many more signs do we need? Does it have to start raining frogs? Like, we're dealing with some apocalypse-type stuff.
Next is Rami Dinawi of El Puente.
Our community and every other community around here refuses to tolerate being amongst the highest asthma rates, being amongst the highest heart-related illnesses. It's enough. We no longer want to be crying for change to happen. We're here demanding change. Passing New York Heat and making sure that the Climate Change Superfund Act is passed and in the budget is something that's very essential. It ensures that communities like North Brooklyn no longer have to pay $140 on average in terms of their bill when their income does not even come close to being able to pay that. Climate Change Superfund Act makes sure that the people polluting, the corporations, actually pay for the pollution.
They
have to pay.
Make them pay.
That brings us to the People's Climate Justice Budget, where we came together and we told the state what the budget needs to look like, what climate justice priorities need to happen. So we've come together and we formed $1 billion of shovel-ready projects. That means that it is community-led, it is community vision, and it makes sure that all the benefits, all that money, comes back into the community's health, into their future, and ensures that climate justice happens now and not later. One project we have in North Brooklyn is BQ Green. Now, BQ Green looks at this divisive highway, the legacy of a racist planner called Robert Moses, who came in. Robert Moses came in, divided our neighborhoods, kicked our people out so that he can provide some leisure and luxury to the people that look like him while making sure that the people that look like us are wasted away. BQ Green comes in to remedy that wrong. BQ Green comes in to reconnect the communities that have been divided by this harm. So I say again, Governor Hochul, Speaker Eastie, are you going to put the People's Climate Justice Budget in New York State budget? We're asking for $1 billion. That is nothing compared to the harms that we have endured over the last few years, but even over the past decades. We're asking for New York Heat to to ensure that communities actually are safeguarded from utility bills, from the high cost of utility bills. We're asking for the polluters to pay for their pollution.
I'm Sebastian Baez, and I work with UpRose, based in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. And I'm here in Albany. We're calling on Hochul and Hasty to include the entirety of the climate, jobs, and justice package in this state budget this year. We know that the climate crisis is here. The floods, the fires, the orange skies, and the fossil fuels are killing us. But we know we have the solutions. Equitable, operational, frontline-led solutions. But we know that our future lies in Hochul and Hasty's hands. Sunset Park's industrial sector can be a green manufacturing hub for the region, building what we need to survive and thrive the climate crisis. That's why we need the People's Climate Justice Budget to invest in a regenerative and industrial sector and kickstart our community's green resilient industrial district plan. Sunset Park can also transform our energy system equitably to empower our communities. That's why we need the Just Energy Transition Act to retire the three polluting peaker power plants on our waterfront so that we can get clean air and reliable renewable electricity in our neighborhood. It's also why we need the New York Heat Act. That's why we need the New York Heat Act so that we can lower our energy costs and tackle climate injustice in our gas utilities. And of course, I can't forget Sunset Park. We hold New York polluters accountable. That's why we need the Climate Change Superfund Act to hold fossil fuels accountable and make them pay for our solutions to a climate crisis we know affects working class communities of color first and worst. We know that time is up. We know that Hochul and Hasty have a choice. They can continue turning communities like Sunset Park into sacrifice zones. They also have the choice to deliver climate, jobs, and justice.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
There'll be time enough for rocking when we're old. We can rock all day in rocking chairs of gold. But tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for rocking when we're old, my love. Time enough for talking in the nursing home. Darling, time enough to write an epic poem. But tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for talking in the home, my love. Tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for sleeping when we're dead, my love. There'll be time enough for sex and drugs and heaven. Tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for sex and drugs in heaven, my love. And time enough for rocking when we're old.
Day-to-day experience, it has always been conceived in the operating theater. It now may be revealed. I saw the glistening human heart lying in repose, so tender and so vulnerable, beating and exposed. The human heart is these are lustrous things, a wondrous thing, the human heart. Look at the patient lying open wide, it cannot hide the human heart. It has a passionate temperament, as everybody knows. Gushing grandiose sentiments as a toilet overflows. Throwing violent tantrums and prone to fits of rage. It can't keep still, it rolls around in its rib cage. The human heart is a preposterous thing, a monstrous thing, the human heart. Enlisting sympathy with vulgar sobs, it pounds and throbs, the human heart. And yet it lives for love and duty at its own behest. A lifetime through of work to do with ne'er a moment's rest. Sustaining vital organs, anointing them with blood. Devout its vocation, a vital organ whore. The human heart is an untiring thing, an inspiring thing, the human heart. Despite the heartaches of the rolling years, it perseveres, the human heart. What strange abomination holds fancy over fact? What Byzantine mutation would love what can't love back? What kind of freak of nature forgives a heinous crime and leads us towards as yet untraveled paths to the sublime? The human heart is an inscrutable thing, an immutable thing, the human heart. The human heart is an untiring thing, an inspiring thing, a preposterous thing, a monstrous thing, a lustrous thing, a wondrous thing, the human heart.
My name is Justin Maiman. This is Ginger Radio Hour. Welcome. You're listening live here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I'm here in the studio on this about to be very hot day. In the background, you hear an instrumental selection from the new album by florist, Catskills-based florist. And this hour, you're going to hear my interview with them that I did a couple weeks ago by Zoom. They were in Palinville. I was in Cairo. And I'm going to interweave into the interview we did this incredible new album they have. Lots of critical raves around it. Pitchfork named it best new album, or best new music, all the same thing. But I agree, whatever that means. Let me bring this down a little bit. So that was called Bells Part 3. This new album, self-titled, from florist, has 19 tracks, and it's interspersed with instrumentals. The whole thing was recorded in 2019 on the porch and in the house, in a house in Hudson Valley. The band basically camped together for a month in a house and made this incredible piece of music. I don't want to speak too much about the music because I think it speaks for itself, and we'll play a lot of it today. The album came out on Friday. The label is Double Double Whammy. And Florist, of course, is made up of Emily Sprague, Johnny Baker, Rick Spataro, and Felix Walworth. They just began touring. I think they're now in the Midwest. They opened the tour in New York, and then they're heading out west, and they will be back here in Kingston at Tubby's on August 26th. I'll repeat all of that info later. Again, Florist, a Catskills-based band. They spoke to me from Palinville. I'm going to weave in and out of this interview. I don't think I actually even need to introduce this first part because you're going to hear my voice again. So here we go. Here's Florist.
You've written the definitive soundtrack of the Catskills.
Wow.
Wow.
Full stop.
Yeah, that's a bit of a mic drop.
Thank you.
Damn.
That's pretty huge. Yeah.
So bathe in it. Just enjoy it for a moment.
Wow.
It felt like I was listening to an album that had been made in this place.
Wow. That's perfect. That's amazing. Yeah.
Great feedback.
How do you do that?
We just made it in this place.
I think it's like there's a huge essence of all of us that is this place. I mean, we're in Palinville right now. We all grew up in the area. Felix here is pretty connected to the area, despite being from the city. And it's kind of like where we all learned, like, who we are and who we are to each other and music, like, we learned here.
Yeah. I mean, we started the band like a mile away from here, more or less. So, yeah, just a lot of time and a lot of growth.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge part of who we are and what the band is. And we've also always recorded ourselves like in the area in pretty janky little sheds and cottages and stuff, and I think that's that has always made its way like into the sound. And this process was kind of the most fleshed out version of doing that we've ever done, which I think really made its way into the actual sound files,
right?
And yeah, just like emotionally, it's all in there. But definitely wasn't an intention to make it the soundtrack to the place, but it makes sense, I guess.
I mean, we were recording like the bulk of the album. We were recording in a house together, and we were doing a lot of it on the screened-in porch, doing all different times of day. So you're getting daytime birds and nighttime insects and whatnot. So that is really all accidental, more or less. I mean, I think we go into it knowing that that's something we're okay with, but it was not specifically planned in any way. It was sort of just like that's how it ends up. That's how it sounds once, you know, when you're recording on a porch like that. Yeah. So
I think we're the type of people too who like tend to be open to things being like not perfect sounding in a lot of ways that would otherwise maybe be changed or edited. And for us, it's like important at the end of the day that something captures like a vulnerability or just like a trueness to whatever that is, like recording not with the goal of creating like this like sort of perfected, fully fleshed out final track that's gonna translate perfectly everywhere and be very clean and tidy, but to have something that just like is really capturing time and place and feeling. And that was like I think the biggest factor when we were recording. It was very much about being where we were and who we were with each other.
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite approach to like a typical recording studio, which to me is usually a lot more about like removing variables, like taking oneself like outside, like out of the environment. And, you know, even just the architecture of those spaces is like no windows, like, you know, cloth all over the walls, like the sound is the only thing. And for us, we were just like, well, let's plop all of our, you know, weird old equipment down in this, the most exposed room in the house, and see what we can make here.
Yeah. It seems like that's not that uncommon nowadays for people, but I think it's really just all we've ever done and sort of what we like to do. It's like it's so much. Yeah, it's just like a really, like, it feels good as a process.
Yeah.
So it's just like a nature at this point that it's like, oh, we just get to be on a porch and, you know, feel the wind blowing and all these sort of like somewhat kind of obvious things, but it really just feels good.
Yeah.
And when you let your environment and your circumstances lead you, like in your art making practice, just some like really magical things can happen.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurites. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number 6.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches the piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices. Emerge into a hallway, closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces. The complete Yale Shakespeare, surprising heaviness of small blue bugs. I whisper to the bugs, it is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
There are so many bands coming to the Hudson Valley soon, coming through this area. It's a regular tour spot for so many acts. And one great band that's coming to town soon, that's all over the WJXC community calendar online at WJXC.org is Baba Commandant and the Mandingo Band. They are performing three times locally. Wednesday, October 25th at the Half Moon in Hudson. They're also coming Friday, October 27th to Tubby's in Kingston. And they're also playing another show at the Falcon lower in the Hudson Valley. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar or tune in Baba Commandant and the Mandingo Band when you hear them on the radio. Tracks like Cerro Juga on 90.7 FM WGXC. Baba Commandant and the Mandingo Band coming to Half Moon in Hudson, Tubby's in Kingston, and the Falcon at the end of the month, the end of October. Go to the WGXC community calendar for more information.
Here's Hudson musician Emily Ritz with the song Great Dunes from her 2018 local release Pattern Recess.
Half of the time I think twice to myself. Am I having the time of my life? Am I too much for you and hardly anyone to me? Am I only here half of the time? Half off today, can you turn me all on? Do you have a half life of your own? And if you say it's true, think that maybe we could make one out of two. Well, let me check back with the mirror. I'll try and pull myself together. I must say I feel like I'm coming undone. Will two halves make a door? Will we fall through the floor? Or take away one and get the lonesome? The moon is half empty, oh, the sun is too bright. How do you stand all the light? We're all overdone, having so much sun. They've hidden the night from us. Are you half off today? Can I turn you all on? Do you have a half-life of your very own? And if you say it's true, I do, do you think that baby we could? Did it ever do of me and you, of me and you, of me and you, of me and you, of you, of you, of you, of you.
That was Columbia County musician Elvis Perkins with his 2020 song, The Half-Life.
Dirty blonde now, and there are even little sea sand pieces in there, probably. I wish there were none, smelling dish soap and honey across the room. I'll stay hiding across the wild thousands. You stay on those roads that fit winter rust trucks, single file. Sleep early, wake early, folding in neatly, always that this is my life feeling. And I shut off all the lights myself, in charge of every light. I have a few plants, but I have rescued exactly none. None such connection to that deep magic. With these hands now as I know them, a new scar and wow, tons of plants. Plant-induced psychosis. Keep me close, I'm good and visible. Sitting in loss like a beanbag chair. If I lose my the earth,
fire, water, wind, earth, fire, water, wind, lie down, lie down with me. It's a beautiful thing, I know. The last moments of the earth, your blood's running cold, slower and slower. Fireworks show.
That was 2019 local music from Florist, new song called Celebration from Up on the Mountaintop.
The town of standing water celebrates the coming of the 1500 Passbo supermarket. With a DJ from the radio, standing FM, the local anesthetic. Thank you.
Catskills' Reckless Eric from his 2023 album Leisureland. That is Standing Water on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
That was Catskills' Amy Rigby with Tomorrow's All We Got from a 2019 album called A One-Way Ticket to My Life.
And I'm Tom Rowe in Acre on WGXC 90.7 FM. This next song is from Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee. He's on the reeds with Steve Swell and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano. The album is called Sometime the Air Is, and this is the title track from the 2023 album Sometimes the Air Is.
Thank you. Some curious weeds I might mention that lend to the landscape no charm. To one, let me call your attention. Keep politics off of your farm. Though weeds will with politics mingle, potatoes with politics fail.